Margaret, how old are you?
I'm 91.
And what did you do in the Second World War?
I was joined into the Women's Land Army, and I was general farm work, thatching, and then rat catching.
Right. And when and why did you take the job of rat catcher?
It was given to me, really. I didn't take it. When we finished thatching, when it was winter, you couldn't thatch anymore. So they asked us, did we want to go in some other branch? And myself and my friend volunteered for mole catching. And so the pest officer came to see us and accepted us, and then said there wasn't any vacancies on mole catching. Mm. So he was putting us on rat catching.
Right. So you were thatching first. Mm. Was this a trade you had to learn, or did you already know it?
No, I didn't. When we finished general farm work, we were allocated to different jobs, and I was allocated to thatching, and I was based at Hutton near Preston, mm-hmm. and trained in thatching.
So you did this in the summer months?
Yes, yes.
How many of you worked together?
There was eight of us.
Eight of you, yes. Mm. Were you a team? You went round to different farms?
Generally, we all went together. Mm. And because you had to... The way... I have to go into explaining how we did thatching. So there was a machine, like a sewing machine, and you put reeds through it, as if you were putting material through it, and it stitched them. And then you cut the threads and made them into mats about 6 feet long, and you stitched those mats onto the thatch. So somebody would be making the mats, somebody else would be cleaning the reeds, and so forth, you see. So we had a whole team of us.
Did you all do all the jobs, or did
yeah,
you specialise?
Yeah, we did all the jobs, yes. Mm-hmm.
So what happened when you decided to train, or when you were asked to train for rat catching?
We were sent to a school in Liverpool, and we were trained academically and practically on the habits of rats, mm-hmm. and how to do it, and the different poisons and their properties. And then we were allocated a team and went out onto the farm. So
can you tell me about what poisons you used?
Yeah, we had one called red squills, which was made from the bark of an Amazonian tree and ground down. And one called one derivative of arsenic, and also one called zinc phosphide. And we had traps as well.
Mm-hmm. How did you use the poisons and traps? Where did you lay them?
Well, the arsenic had to be mixed with sugar because it was bitter, and the rats didn't like it anyway. Mm. And the red squills we found totally ineffective, so we didn't use that at all. But the zinc phosphide was a black powder, and that was lethal. And the rats loved it, and we used that most of the time.
Did you? What about health and safety? Were you advised?
No, just not to get in your fingers and eat it, but that was about it.
Right. Do you think they were dangerous to health that you weren't warned about?
Well, some of the mothers thought it was dangerous to health. In fact, one mother made us all a sort of gas mask to put on, made of cloth.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you use these? Or?
No, we found them innocent, so we didn't use them.
Yes, yes. Did you find out afterwards that you had suffered any health problems?
No.
No, it was okay, yes. And where exactly did you do this?
The rat catching.
The work, yes.
In Lancashire. Mm. Based mostly around... We were based in Cultures, so it was the farms for, say, about... 20-mile radius from Colchester, mm-hmm. which is towards Warrington and towards Lee, right. That sort of area.
Right. And how did the farmers respond when you turned up?
Well, they weren't very pleased because it was a requirement during the war that farmers had to get rid of the rats on their land because of the food shortage. And if they couldn't do it on their own, it was imposed on them. We were the ones that were sent round to do it, so they weren't very happy about it. And they certainly weren't very happy when they saw two 19-year-old girls coming in thinking, they're really useless, you know, and all the rest of it.
Were they glad of your services afterwards?
Oh, yes. But as they had to pay for them, they still weren't happy at the end of it. But
the farmers had to pay.
Mm.
Do you remember how much they paid?
I don't know how much they paid. Mm. It was a thing that the pest office had dealt with them. Mm. And it was because they hadn't got rid of them themselves, so they just had to pay for the services.
Right.
It wasn't very much, I don't think, but they didn't like paying for it anyway.
Mm. Can you remember any particular incidents or stories?
During the rat catching?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was one, we went to a farm and this farmer had built a rat-proof barn to store his sacks of grain. The only thing is they left the door open and a rat got in. And when we arrived on the farm, they were at this place trying to get rid of this rat. And they had about, 40 or 50 sacks of grain at one end of the room, and the rats had gone underneath them, and so they were moving them one by one and stacking them at the other end, you see. And of course what happened was, when they got down a bit, the rat shot across the room too quickly for them to do anything about it and got into where they'd put them. Well, on the training course we were taught that rats have a secretion under their tummies. And when they walk, they leave this trail behind and they can smell it and find their way back again. So we knew that it was going to go back exactly the same way as it had come through. So Nora stood at one end and I stood at the other, and we waited for it to come out. And when it came out at Nora's end first, and she made a bash at it but missed it. And I managed to catch it under my gum boot and just stamped like that and got it on the back of its neck and then dunked it with the... We have metal spoons, heavy lead metal spoons, dunked it on the head with that. Just picked it up and handed it to the farmer and we both walked out. He weren't very pleased.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you sometimes had to actually physically bash the things, did you?
If we saw them, you know.
Yes. How many rats would you catch in a job?
On a farm?
Mm.
It depends how badly infested they were. Mm. If they'd never done anything about the rats, there were loads of them around, you could get average of about 40 or 50.
Really?
When you finally took them in, but even then you wouldn't get them because they tended to live underneath haystacks or barns underneath them, and they would die under there as well. And when they shifted the haystack, they told us they would find more under there.
Yes. So did you come back to retrieve the bodies another day? How did it work?
Yeah. What happened was, the first day you went to look for all the traces of rats. Now, that if it was on farm buildings, it was usually holes underneath or inside the building. You went all around the perimeter of every building inside and out. And any ditches and hedges the same way. And if you found a rat hole, you put bait in it. And bait was biscuit meal ground down and mixed with water. And the next day you went round the same place. You had to remember where you put everything. And if the bait hadn't been touched, you removed it because it filled in the hole. If it had been taken, you knew that was an active hole. And so that day you put bait down mixed with poison and did that all the way round. And then the third day you went round and picked up any poison that was left and filled all the holes in and picked up any rats that you found.
Right.
And that took them back to the camp and put them in the incinerator.
I see, yes. How many people altogether were doing this, do you reckon?
On that course was that picture I showed you, that many on the course.
Yes, right, and they were all doing different farms, were you?
And that was just Lancashire, so I don't know how many elsewhere. I mean, we were only in one part of Lancashire.
Yes, and where were you living at this time?
In a camp. They built these war workers' camps, as they called them, and the one that we had, excuse me, I love Roman nose, yeah, I did this out. There was all sorts of people in the camp. We had ENSA people. You know ENSA?
Yes, yeah. Entertainment, yes.
And schools that were evacuated from London areas. We had the staff probably staying in the school. Different war workers like that of all kinds. And there was six of us Land Army girls based in this camp as well. And we were there the whole of the time we were rat catching until the end of the war.
So where exactly was the camp?
Colchester, which is a small place between Lee and Warrington.
How do you spell that?
C-U-L-C-H-E-T-H.